I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. On Friday, Eddy County Sheriff's deputies responded to Capitan Reef Road in response to an unidentified adult male who was found with extensive injuries to his head and his face. That according to a press release by the Eddy County Sheriff's Office. Detectives are actively investigating the incident and are requesting the public's help. The victim was found in the area along the Pecos River, commonly known as the Chutes and the Diving Rock, which are popular recreational locations. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call the Eddy County Sheriff's Office. 25-year-old Eldon Avila of Hobbs was taken into custody on Thursday and charged with two counts of vehicular homicide in connection with a hit-and-run incident which resulted in the death of two people on Mother's Day, May the 8th. According to police reports, Avila allegedly ran through a stop sign at Staten Island Road and the Eunice Highway. The pickup he was driving, T-Bone and Nissan Altima, both occupants of that vehicle, were unresponsive at the scene and were transported to Covenant Medical Hospital in Hobbs, where they later died of their injuries. Lee County is officially under a fire ban. County commissioners officially declared an emergency fire ban on Thursday. The ban prohibits smoking, also the use of fireworks, campfires, and open burning of any kind. The ban will expire in 30 days, and if necessary, it will be extended. The Roswell Fire Department is investigating two separate fire incidents Thursday night and Friday morning that did not cause injuries but displaced some families, and according to reports, four mobile homes occupied by three families in the Green Tree Mobile Home Park at Monksdale Road and South Main Street in Roswell were destroyed. Two volunteer fire departments assisted in putting out the fires. The cause of those fires have yet to be determined. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.